Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Checkout, a podcast that you know where to get online at checkoutjs.org, streaming on our airwaves at 88.3 FM, WBGO in Newark, produced at Newark Public Radio. I'm Simon Rettner. What day is it, anyway, in this quarantine madness? I don't know. I'm sure we're all getting a little cabin feverish, but that's okay, because we're just going to keep bringing you some soothing and beautiful sounds. On April 7th, a brilliant pianist left us by the name of Anaje Allen Gums. And on today's show, we're going to be remembering the sensitive one. That's what Anaje means. From an interview he conducted with the former host of The Checkout, Josh Jackson, from 2013. Jackson spoke to the pianist and composer about a project celebrating the great avant-garde drummer, Ronald Shannon Jackson. You might know his work with Albert Eiler and stuff. But actually, he wrote extremely gorgeous melodies. It wasn't all avant-garde music. And Anaje Allen Gums took it upon himself to arrange that music on a recording entitled Blood Life. And it's a really interesting story, too, because it was actually recorded way back in 1985 and then shelved for 20 years, only to reappear. All of that coming your way later in the show. But before we bring you that, I would like to give y'all out there a little teaser of what we're doing on Public Radio Music Day. That's coming up this Thursday. Doing a little experimenting here on The Checkout, where I will be linking up with a pianist by the name of Greg Spiro from LA for a live taping virtual studio session on The Checkout, featuring some special guests zooming in from around the world. Greg Spiro has this multi-camera setup next to his piano, and he'll be sharing some selections on his forthcoming recording entitled Peace with his band Spirit Fingers. Siren Tip, a vocalist from Ground Up's label, will be joining us from New York, and the great Michael League, the bassist and bandleader of Snarky Puppy, will be calling in from Spain. Who knows what's going to happen? But we're going to be webcasting beginning Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on both The Checkout and WBGO's Facebook pages. Let's bring you the new single from Greg Spiro's Spirit Fingers, featuring a vocalist he's working with right now, Judy Jackson. This is called Goodbye.
Thank you. from the blues. I'm not saying that it's over, just at least that we've tried. It's so hard to stay sober. This hangover is goodbye.
Goodbye, the single from Greg Spiro's new project with his band Spirit Fingers on his forthcoming album Peace, which is coming out June 12th. And again, make sure to join me and Greg Spiro, Michael Leake from Snarky Puppy, the vocalist Siren Tip, maybe others, this Thursday, April 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be streaming on our Facebook pages at WBGO and The Checkout. In just a moment, we'll bring you our archival session featuring the pianist and composer Anaje Allen Gums from 2013. That's up next. This is The Checkout. I'm Simon Rettner.
The music of Ronald Shannon Jackson, fantastic drummer. We lost him in October of 2013, but he left a great legacy of incredible music. I'd like to thank Anaje Allen Gums for joining us on The Checkout. The recording is called Blood Life, and it celebrates the music of Ronald Shannon Jackson. Tell me a little bit about you met Ronald in the early 70s?
Yeah.
It was at a kind of a shaky point in his life.
Well, I can't remember because we both lived in Queens at the time, but at one point we went to Brooklyn. He was driving rather fast, and he hears mumbling coming from my side of the car, and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, if you slow down, I'll tell you," because I was chanting that he didn't crash the car. You know, so that's how I introduced him to Buddhism. But we just established a friendship of understanding and respect. What happened is that in the 80s, he came over to the house. He gave me a manuscript book. And he had me open to this one page, and it was a tune called Lullaby for Mothers. And it was just a melody written down. And he wanted to know what I could do with it. Could you do anything with this? So I looked at it, and I played the melody. Then I started hearing harmonies to this melody. And I just went at it. And I played it for a little bit, and then I stopped. And when I turned around, he was crying. Thank you.
Lullaby for Mothers, from the recording Blood Life, pianist Onaje Allen Gums. He joins us here on the checkout. Blood Life, that's an interesting concept. Tell me a little bit about what Blood Life means.
Well, I think Blood Life is, for me, I mean, I didn't really discuss it with Ron. Blood Life to me is almost like, you know, he takes the word Blood Life from the word lifeblood and the interconnectedness of everyone and his travels. He connected with everyone he came in contact with. He asked me if I would be a part of a project he was doing. And then his producer, David Breskin, asked if he thought I would want to do a whole album of his music. So they asked me, I said, okay. I don't know. I studied the music I looked at on his manuscript paper, and I kind of dove into it, you know, head first, whatever. I just absorbed it because it's just something that it spoke to me, and I felt I tried to channel what other ideas Ron might have thought about in doing this. And whereas Ron's music a lot of times is very, you know, with the very aggressive fusion, even avant-garde approach, I found incredible lyricism in his melodies and tonal, even metric attitudes from these melodies. And the producer, at some point after we had mixed 9 tunes that we had picked, he shut it down. And for 20 years, the tapes just sat there, okay? And finally, I made arrangements to purchase the tapes. And I got them. And what was really crazy is that around the time I got them, I'd had a stroke, which totally took out my left side. And listening to the music that was this time, that was from 85 to now, we're talking 2010. Some tears came to my eyes because I realized that what I played on this record, I don't know if I have that anymore. So I was also angry because I felt this was pretty good stuff.
But so I can't do it again.
You know, but not only that, that it was kept away from the public for all these years of what I do and what I can do, what I could do. But also a revelation was that we found more music that I didn't even know was on there. And actually a couple of them were my pieces that I did on this session and other takes of music that I did of Ron's music. So after going through everything, what started as like 8 or 9 ended up being 14. 13 days before he passed, I went to the hospital, and we sat there, and it was the first time after all these years we actually sat and talked about the music. People remember Ron's music being very aggressive, very hard.
Exactly.
Okay. So I was concerned about people accepting my interpretation of his music. And in the middle of our conversation, he says, Onaje, you took something great and made it magnificent.
Thank you.
Najee Allen Gums with Rise to the Occasion.
Okay, that's one of the pieces that we found that actually was something I had written for the project. And it's kind of a melding of different experiences I have had as a musician as far as different influences from jazz to classical to gospel. And even there's even like kind of a theater. I hate to say his name because he talks so much from black musicians, but a Gershwin attitude in the in how I, you know, played it. But again, it was new to me because I didn't even know I did it. Somehow, in between the other takes of working on Ron, I came up with this. So I was very happy to locate it and include it in the program.
Well, Najee Allen Gums, we're going to end this interview with Theme for a Prince, music of Ronald Shannon Jackson. Well, Najee Allen Gums on piano. The recording is called Blood Life. Thank you for joining us on The Checkout.
Thank you.
Josh Jackson speaking to Najee Allen Gums in 2013 after the pianist released his recording entitled Blood Life. Solo improvisations based on the melodies of Ronald Shannon Jackson. And thanks for subscribing to the podcast. Give us a 5-star review while you're at it and make sure to follow us on social media. We have a Facebook page. Our Twitter handle is @checkoutjazz. You can also find me on Instagram. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.